Very fortunate, we've actually had access to Twitter since 2008, and so we've been collecting every single tweet. We have 100 billion tweets, that's billion with a B tweets in the database, so all these metrics, you can almost apply anything across that. But what really keeps us awake at night is, I'm part of Cred, and Cred is a competitor to Clout. If you've heard of Clout, forget them, cred.com. We have two metrics, one's influence, the one that I'm most interested in is outreach. Outreach is actually a level of someone's generosity. How likely is someone to retweet, to follow, to repurpose content? So often people are saying, you might be really noisy on Twitter, but what's the propensity for you to actually share and engage? And I think that's where the business metric can be brought in terms of outreach.
You can take
a look.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it's most important to work out what you're actually measuring and your objectives. That's goes without saying, but we're all saying it, and it's good to remember. I think in channel, you've got to be clear on what you want to do. So, for example, in Twitter, I'm really interested in kind of like the pattern and the balance between a brand and its fans. So, aside to looking at things like reach and tweets and retweets, it's actually looking at how conversational the brand is. A tool that I would use to help me do that would be Social Bakers. Hands up, anyone who uses Social Bakers? Yeah, I find things like that, or there's Tooler and things like that on a cheaper basis. But those kind of things help you drill in and sort of analyse, alongside things like click-throughs and words, actually, what resonates with people when you're posting, when you're getting the best feedback, and sort of how responsive a brand is. So those, on a very broad level, without going into sort of campaign objectives, that's one thing that I would look at for sort of a health check of a campaign.
Okay. Looking at the whole area of social metrics, I'll take it across the board, I suppose, social campaigns. As colleagues have said, really aligning the core objectives you've got as a business with the type of metrics you're going to collect, obviously, is the first step. But then ensuring that the metrics that you're collecting, how do they align with, you know, the traditional marketing funnel? What metrics do you use for awareness? What metrics do you use for engagement, for retention? So developing a model where the metrics you're collecting actually do have some relevance to the traditional marketing funnel. But also the metrics that you're collecting regarding, looking at the context, the analysis of, the sentiment, the conversation, and also the intent that's been expressed as well, and having metrics to look at the intent that potential customers are now starting to express within things like Twitter.